This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Tuesday said that all Australians are shocked and saddened after six people, including two young police officers, were shot and killed at a property in rural Australia.
This is indeed a devastating day for everyone who loved these Australians. And our hearts go out to those in the grip of terrible grief. We know that this news has fallen hard on a close-knit and caring Queensland community, as well as, of course, the community to which all police officers belong.
Authorities say that the police officers who arrived to investigate there were following up on reports of a missing person, and they were ambushed. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the federal police headquarters in Brasilia, the nation's capital, protesting the arrest of an indigenous leader in the first major clash of post-election violence. Television images, as well as videos that were being shared by federal police officers with Reuters News, showed burned-out cars, a bus that had been set on fire, and the sounds of explosion, as well as what appeared to be the sound of rubber bullets being fired. Russian forces blasted eastern and southern Ukraine on Monday with missiles, drones, and artillery. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal appealed for Patriot missile batteries and other high-tech air defense systems to counter Russian attacks. At least eight civilians were wounded on Monday in a Russian attack on the town of Hernik in the eastern Donetsk Oblast, according to Governor Pavlo Kirilenko. For additional stories 24 hours a day, join us on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Violence erupted Monday as riot police in Lima cracked down on protesters, calling for the new president, Dina Boluarte, to step down. Footage posted on social media by Michael McDonald show a protester who was running up along the street of Jirón de la Unión in El Centro.
Oh, that guy's just been hit.
Michael McDonald told the Reuters news agency that he was unsure of the condition of the person whom he saw hit. The head of the Peru Ombudsman's Persons Office, Elena Rovière, said that seven people had died during 2 days of protests, all from gunshot wounds. A hotel catering to foreign visitors in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul was attacked on Monday, and three of the assailants were killed. Kabul's emergency hospital, which is run by an Italian nonprofit, reported receiving 21 casualties, 18 injured individuals, with three arriving dead on arrival. On its Telegram channel, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack on Monday. The U.S. State Department is strongly criticizing Iran for executing a second prisoner, a man convicted over crimes committed during protests challenging the country's theocracy. Ned Price, the State Department spokesperson, condemned Tehran's use of violence against innocent civilians.
The regime has rounded up and detained thousands of people for their involvement in these protests. Many of them now face harsh sentences, including the death penalty and sham trials that lack any due process. We denounce this draconian treatment in the strongest terms.
Iran also on Monday sanctioned the head of Britain's domestic spy agency and military, along with British and German political figures, hitting back at Europe before it imposes new sanctions of its own. The Indian Army says that soldiers from India and China clashed last week along a disputed border in India's eastern Arunachal Pradesh state, resulting in a minor injury on both sides. The Chinese government said that the situation appears to be stable. In June of 2020, a clash in the Karakoram Mountains in the Galwan Valley set off tensions between India and China, after soldiers fought with stones, fists, and clubs. At least 20 Indian and 4 Chinese soldiers died. Abu Aguila Mohammed Masood Khair al-Marimi, the suspect accused of making the bomb that killed 270 people that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988, made his first appearance in Washington federal court on Monday ahead of being formally charged for that attack. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA.